Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Hello? Is anybody on? Hello, everyone. This is author Safia Callender. My apologies for being a little late getting on. Just wanted to take a moment to thank everyone who is on the podcast today and to give a special thank you to Sister Angela and AALAC for giving all of us amazing authors this platform to be able to share a little bit about ourselves and how we became an author. If y'all have any questions, please feel free to ask. You can always reach me on Facebook via Messenger. My email address is safia.callender@gmail.com. I'm also on Instagram at author Safia Callender. And just a little bit about how I became an author is something that I had wanted to do some years ago. And I had started writing on index cards, and that's as far as it's gotten back then. And then a couple of years ago, 2016, I was given my first opportunity to become a contributing author for a book called I Am. And basically, it's myself and several other authors who put together some, we basically wrote, we were given affirmations, and we had to write about our life based on those affirmations. So the book is really empowering. It's encouraging. There's prayers in the book, as well as Bible verses that we've all shared. The second opportunity I was given was through Sister Angela, Sister Angela Edwards. And I became a contributing author for her book as well. And actually, we're going on the seventh series, and I've been writing since the third series. And so every series we discuss or we talk about and share our stories on how we God kept us and how we overcame different situations in our life. Whether it was abuse, whether it was sexual abuse or child molestation or rape, sexual assault, and many other different situations. We all came together in those series, myself and other authors, to share stories of how we overcame and how God kept us through it all. And so I encourage anyone to, you know, if they're at a place in their life where they're kind of lost or they have no hope or maybe no faith or they feel like they're alone, they need encouragement, empowerment. I encourage you to reach out to myself and order either one of the books or the series, whichever you choose. And I'll be more than glad to, you know, get the book out to you. Again, if you have any other questions, you know, feel free to ask. As far as projects is concerned, I am working on another, actually we just had a book released March 5th, and that book was called God's Joy Fruit. And basically we, you know, I shared on how, you know, I found joy through, going through a toxic relationship. So, I share my story about that, and that book is called God's Joy Fruit. So that's available for purchase as well. I am working on another book, and that's not going to come out until the end of the year. I plan on putting together a book release party sometime this year. I am the owner of Cutie Patootie's Gift Boutique, and I also have two nonprofit organizations, Scars of Survival, which is for domestic violence survivors, and I also have another organization, A Mother's Bond, which is focused around teen mothers. So, you know, I'm pretty productive, and my plate is probably over flooded, but that's okay, because as long as I'm walking in my purpose and doing what God desires for me to do, that's all that matters. But anyway, that's pretty much it in a nutshell. I mean, I'm the mother of 5 adult children. I have 3 grandchildren, 2 girls and 1 boy. I am from Brooklyn, New York, by way of Atlanta, Georgia. And again, you know, if you want to connect, I'm always open to connecting with other individuals and building those relationships. And I always welcome, you know, people to come on board and help me, you know, with different things I'm working on. So, but that's me. So once again, I want to thank you all for coming on this podcast and listening to me. And, of course, giving the support and the love. And, again, thank you to Sister Angela for AALAC for giving all of us the opportunity to use this platform to expand and, you know, bring awareness to who we are. Thank you again, and I hope you all have a wonderful and blessed day. Yeah.